I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Lebanon is breathing a sigh of relief as Hezbollah stayed out of the recent 12-day war between Israel and Iran. Hard for Lebanon's Camille Melki says.
Thank God they did not get involved. This is truly an answer to prayer. The Lebanese population, everyday Lebanese narrative is, please spare us the pain of another war.
Hezbollah remains on the sidelines under Iranian orders to preserve what's left of their strength. Though Lebanon didn't directly join the latest war, it felt the shockwaves. Pray for strength for gospel workers who are carrying an even heavier load.
We were looking forward for a record-breaking tourism. All that got canceled. 12 days were sufficient to ruin the hope that we had for a great summer.
And six Americans were detained in South Korea for attempting to send rice and Bibles to North Korea by sea. Though well-intentioned, their actions violated local ordinances meant to prevent tensions with the North. Eric Foley from the Voice of the Martyrs Korea says the group also apparently didn't consult with ministries already active in the area.
One of the challenges that we see with people, groups doing work inside North Korea, is that they often don't think about the Christians that are inside North Korea to begin with.
Their unsanctioned effort has drawn scrutiny and may prompt tighter restrictions, making it harder for South Korea-based groups who conduct similar work more responsibly and effectively. But the reality is that the gospel is still penetrating.
In truth, more people are reading the Bible inside North Korea today than any other time in history.
Pray for more gospel opportunities and for the boldness of local believers.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.